article. Really? She told you that? Donald Trump bounced an $82 check at the Gap.
He did not. Honey, please.
That's hysterical.
You know that what you have is a sickness? People who need to be late.
I gotta go. Paul's getting mad.
Oh, you did nice. Blame me.
Okay, call me later, all right? That's perfect. Okay, say hi to Henry. Bye.
I don't understand. Why can't you just call a person back?
Okay.
It's not that hard. You say, I'm walking out the door, I'll call you later. Hello. Hey, how you doing? It's Joel.
It's 8:45.
How was Bermuda, huh? Oh, he ate conch.
I'm walking out the door. I'll call you later.
How do you like being married, huh? Isn't it great?
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, but that's really true this time. I don't have the answers, I don't have a plan. I'm mad about you, baby, so help me understand what we do. You can whisper in my ear where we go. Who knows what happens after here? Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm mad about you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you.
Nice. Very, very nice.
A lot of movies are saved in the editing room.
Be specific.
A lot of your movies are saved in the editing room.
What are you saying? It's your editing and not my direction that makes this film work?
I did not say that.
Then what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, we're a snip or two shy of greatness. Know who used to say that?
Would it be Alfred Hitchcock?
That's right, Alfred Hitchcock. You know what else Alfred Hitchcock used to say?
I think he said, my goodness, I'm a fat, fat man.
You know, he used to be thin.
Oh, no, Hitchcock was thin now?
That's right. When I first worked with him, he was wiry. We used to kid him. Yeah. We used to say, Hitch, baby.
Stop it right there.
What?
Okay, first of all, you did not call him Hitch.
I most certainly did. That was his nickname.
When did you work with him?
Afternoon. Always in the afternoon. Hitch was not a morning person.
Slumlord reels 3 and 4.
And, what did you think?
Well, the rats were underlit. They looked like squirrels.
Excuse me, I can't agree with you at all. Squirrels don't walk like that. Squirrels scurry. Rats stalk.
Yeah, but when they're underlit, they look like they're scurrying.
You know, honestly, it really, really tickled the hell out of me. One time you came in here and you said something nice.
Look, I became your assistant because I know you are very talented.
Well?
I could have taken the job with Scorsese.
You know Martin Scorsese?
Yeah. Ike introduced me.
Stop it.
Stace.
Selb.
Shelby. Gee, it's almost noon. Your old man's working you pretty late today, huh?
Yeah, he slipped a disc, so I figured I'd give myself the afternoon off. Hey, you'll never guess who I ran into this morning.
Oh.
In a million years, you're never gonna guess.
Then why go through this? Just tell me.
I'm at Papaya King.
Yeah.
On 72nd, I turn around. Who do I run into?
Don Ho.
That's your guess?
Yeah, you asked me to guess. I went with Hawaiian balladeer Don Ho. You want to tell me we're going to do this all day? Who? Who did you say?
Lynn Stoddard.
Get out of here, Lynn. How do you know? Wait, it's in like 12 million people.
Are you sure it was her?
This is what I'm trying to ask you.
It was her, and she looks exactly the same.
Really? You talked to her, so did she? I mean, you must have talked about college. So, at any point did she say anything at all? Get around?
Did she say anything about him?
Yeah, I talked to her. I told her you're doing the documentaries. I told her you got married.
Why would you tell her that?
Why wouldn't I tell her that?
Because in her eyes, that makes me less eligible.
You are less eligible.
Yeah, but she, look, as far as she's concerned, look, if I'm,
you see, A married person likes to feel that there's always a chance of them getting back together with any of the people they've ever been with.
This is what I'm trying to say.
I know what you mean, Murray. First time I saw her, I did the same thing.
Why do we live in this city?
Because it's where our apartment is currently located.
I've been waiting for this moment all day.
Me too.
What's Murray watching?
I don't know. But he's watching way too much TV these days.
Is that you?
Huh? Oh, that, yeah, that's me, it's like, circa, like, 1975.
Those sideburns are headphones.
Honey, it was a very unattractive decade.
Who's the broad?
She, who is it? You know, she, that is, she's, somebody I went to college with.
You're smelling her hair.
Well, it was the 70s. I smelled a lot of hair.
Fine.
What are you making a big deal out of this?
I'm hanging up my coat.
You're being so silly about this. You really are.
Where do you want me to put it? The floor?
Lynn Stoddard, okay? That's her name, Lynn Stoddard. Satisfied? Selby ran into her a papaya king, and that's it. That's the end of the story, all right? Jeez.
What are you, jealous?
Why would I be jealous?
Because Selby's a single guy and gets to have sex with different girls all the time.
Why would you even say something like that? What, to hurt me?
So who was she?
She, you gotta know every little thing?
Yeah.
She's, if I tell you everything now, then we're gonna have nothing left to talk about when we're old. So what, and let me do this. Let me just, you know, sprinkle my stories in slowly. And so then when you're 70, you will know everything, I promise. Deal?
Deal. Did you sleep with her?
I really can't believe your sister can't find one laundromat in her neighborhood.
She likes doing her laundry here.
Hey, no kidding.
Be nice.
I am nice. I'm very nice.
Of course she won't bring any detergent.
Here we go.
She won't. No, she'll just use mine like she does every time. Never asks, never offers to buy more. I mean, she has a job. She can afford to buy detergent.
Well, this probably goes back to when you're kids.
It's just like when we were kids. She did this every time when we were kids.
Honey, I really can't listen to this anymore. Just say something to her. I'm begging you.
What am I gonna say?
Off the top of my head, Lisa, stop using my detergent.
She's too sensitive. If we say anything, she'll probably never do her laundry here again.
Oh, well, hey, let's not risk that.
Hello? You know, your doorman sneezed all over me.
You know, in his country, that is considered a sign of affection.
Is he married?
Why? Do you want us to introduce you?
Well, I don't know. He's affectionate. I'd love to see him without the hat, though.
Come on, let's go.
Yellow.
Paul!
Hey, Selby, what's going on?
Hey, I'm down here at Riff's with guess who? Lynn!
Lynn Stoddard? My Lynn Stoddard?
Not anymore. Listen, why don't you come down, you meet us for a drink, you pick up the check and you get lost.
Well, hold on. Did she suggest this? I mean, tell me exactly, how did my name come up?
Well, she saw you after class. Crossing the quad, she thought you were real cute.
When she said my name, was there like a certain inflection?
No, there was no inflection.
Was like a tone? Was there a certain tone?
Yes, there was a tone. There was a dial tone before I called you. And there's gonna be another one when I hang up.
I don't know. You know, I think it'll be a big mistake. I'll be right there.
I can't believe this. The guy dumps you and you still do his laundry?
Okay. This is it. This is the last load. I'm not even gonna fold it.
Nice to see you're setting limits.
You know, you were right. I'm gonna go call him.
Sweetie, Shelby, call. I'm gonna go down and meet him for a beer.
Oh, why doesn't he just come up here?
I think he's with somebody.
Oh.
Lynn, okay? He's with Lynn Stoddard.
I didn't say anything.
I know, but you were thinking.
How do you know what I was thinking?
What, did I just meet you?
Go play with Selby, all right? You're bugging me.
You won't be annoyed if I go?
No, I just said go.
All right. You want to come?
No, I don't want to come. Do you want me to come?
No, I don't want you to come. I think you should, though.
You're unbelievable.
Believe me, if you come with me, we'll live a lot longer. I know that. I know what's going to happen. If I go without you, then I'm going to have to come back, and I'll have to tell you everything that I said and everything she said, and you still won't think that I'm telling you everything. So this way, at least you'll be there, and you'll know.
Know what?
Whatever you would have grilled me about when I come back.
Enough already. I'm going.
Really? You're going to go?
I think I should go, don't you think?
I think you should. I do. But we really should go now, because they're waiting.
Well, I got to change.
No, you look great, really, just the way you are.
What is that?
What?
You never wear cologne.
Did you ever think maybe I'm wearing it for you?
You're so pathetic.
So when are you gonna get married, Selby?
I'm tired of being single. I'm ready to put myself on the line, but it's just so hard to meet a woman that wants to make a commitment.
Selby?
Hi. Oh. I would have introduced you, but I had forgotten her name.
There she is. I mean, they. There they are. And I meant to say there they. Hi.
Oh, hey!
Look at you, boy. You look great. You look just the same. Better. You look even better. No, I mean, not that you didn't look great in college, but now you look just wow. You look great.
Hi. I'm the house mother over at Paul's dorm. How are you?
Hi.
Sorry. This is my, this is Jamie. Lenny. Sit down. Everybody sit down. So, still have that long, flowing hair thing going, huh?
Yeah.
She always had hair, and her hair always flowed.
To where?
So, you ever been here? This is a great place. We come here all the time. It's great, you know, for whatever you want. For meeting people, or, for eating food or whatever. It's just, you know, they can serve breakfast here now.
Can you get omelets?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Do you know that Lynn is a hotshot attorney?
Get out of here.
I'm a junior partner at Sweeney Fuller.
I remember you took the incomplete in poli sci.
God.
And now here you are. You're a lawyer in a big time firm. That is so fun. Jamie's in PR. Regional account manager, right?
Shut up.
Who wants what? Mrs. Buckman.
A martini.
Since when?
Straight up.
Paul?
A beer.
I'll come with you.
Ow! What is that for?
Regional account manager? I'm a regional vice president.
Really?
And you forgot to introduce me.
I didn't forget to introduce you. If you just let me get my bearings.
Your bearings?
Yes, my bearings. I'm under a lot of pressure here. You know, I got Selby, I got her. I'm talking to you about omelets. I don't know what. There's a lot of pressure for me.
You asked me to come.
Yeah, but what are the chances you were going to say yes? Right? Then it turns out he loses the mailbox key.
Wait, whatever happened to Terry B's?
We saw him.
We saw him on 34th Street.
You know what he does? He sells those, the big corks of souvlaki. He sells those like all the 8th Avenue joints.
Is there any money in that?
He didn't do it for the money.
Oh, God.
Souvlaki is what? It's like lamb. Souvlaki is mostly lamb, I think, you know? I think that's what it is. It's like lamb.
Mm. I love lamb.
Lamb is delicious.
We never have lamb. What are you doing?
Well, you know, you're eating the poor girl's French fries. Have some of your own.
You know, the French fries here are very good.
They have no lamb.
Would you excuse me?
Hey.
You should really stay away from me right now.
What? You're kidding me. What, you're mad because what? Because I sampled the fried potato of another woman?
That's right, Paul. That's what I'm mad about, the French fries.
Is there a problem with the fries?
No!
I can't believe you!
What? What, that I'm talking to another woman?
No, that you made me come down here and watch it.
Watch what?
You drooling down memory lane.
I cannot win with you. You know, you're the one you always say we never go out during the week. So
oh, my God, I hate you.
Kids, look, you're embarrassing me, okay? Let's go talk, you and I.
Look, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I'm surprised it took you so long. You showed great restraint.
I'm just not very good at this. I've never met one of Paul's old girlfriends before.
What do you mean?
It's okay. I saw him smell your hair.
What?
In the park. By the car. In that movie.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Yeah, but Paul and I were never boyfriend and girlfriend.
Does he know that?
No, I mean, we may have pulled an all-nighter once or twice, but we were just friends. I mean, that's what friends did in the 70s. God, this is bringing me back.
So you don't think of Paul as the one that got away?
Oh, hardly. No. I mean, Paul's a sweetheart. He is, but I was madly in love with this grad student, Ken something. Oh, God, I was so nuts about that guy.
I once felt like that about a guy.
You ever wonder where he is now?
He's at the bar, probably talking about you.
I was just remembering the way she used to say my name. Paul. That's what she would do. She'd go, Paul.
As opposed to Paul.
Can I ask you something? There's 4 million women in this city. What do you got to go out with one of the few that I have seen naked?
Excuse me, but isn't that your wife over there?
What does that mean?
Let it go. You went out with her once in college. Big deal. So she's yours forever? I'm a bad friend because I want to go out with her?
All of those things. That was a very big thing in my life.
What isn't a big thing in your life?
I wrote an entire book of poems to her. Do you know that?
Big deal. Everything rhymes with Lynn.
I don't know what it is. It's very painful. I'm like haunted by this relationship.
It's the ghost of Lynn. Ooh, with supple breasts that you can never touch again.
You know what? I can live with that. As long as you don't touch him. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big an ass did I make of myself tonight?
73.
Okay, so I got a little obsessive. I see that now. I'm over it. Did you think Lynn was a little distant tonight?
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it seemed like I was happier to see her than she was to see me.
So
she meant something to me one time, and now, like what, I meant nothing to her?
You're so blind.
I'm blind?
She was threatened.
She was?
Come on. She has this thing with you in college. She comes to meet you for a drink, and you bring along your beautiful wife. What do you think?
I like how you can soothe me and get in a little plug for yourself. When you were talking to her, did she say anything?
You know, I'm really getting tired of discussing this.
Well, I said I was obsessing.
You really want me to tell you everything she said verbatim?
Yeah, I do. Sort of like a transcript.
All right. The truth is...
What? No, what? The truth is what?
The truth is that she was madly in love with you. And I'm not sure she's over it.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Because she was so standoffish. She's wounded.
I think so.
I'm like a source of pain for her.
You can do that to people.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, I'm glad I saw her, but believe me, you have nothing to worry about.
I know.